We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Trusted choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown at Chapel Hill. We are excited for the first time in 2020, first time in a long time, about a month since we've been with you here from Top of the Hill and Roy Williams Live. Thanks so much for being with us. We're going to talk Tar Heel basketball with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, for the next hour, and we'd love for you to be a part of that conversation. If you don't remember how to do it, I know it's been a while, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Casey's back in the studio. Casey will take your question. He'll send it to us during the show. We'll get to those as we move through the hour. You can also send me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. I'll be checking those throughout the show as well. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can put a question right there in the comments section. We'll grab some questions off of there and send it to us as well. So we'll get to all of that as we move through the hour. But, Coach, great to be back with you again. Hope you've had a good holiday season. I know you're not your happiest at this exact moment, but it has been, nearly a month since our last show. A lot has happened since we had our last edition here at Top of the Hill. Just your thoughts on the last several weeks for your team.
I have no idea of anything that happened past Saturday, so it did strike when you said it's great to be with you. You think I enjoy being here? I just got my butt kicked 48 hours ago as badly as it's ever been kicked. I don't remember when our last show was. We've traveled a lot, moved around a lot. Steve Kirshner does so many things and research and comes up with these things, but he came up with one that he may have put in the notes. I don't know about our strength of schedule has been pretty good. But the bottom line is it helps you greatly if you play a really good schedule. But you need to win some of those games. And so far, we've only won one of them, and that was the Oregon game. But, it's been a challenge. Saturday's one of the lowest moments I've ever had as a head coach, and I guess that means I've lived a pretty good life too. But it was not a fun time to be there, and it's something that we watched a lot of tape, very early this morning. And we did a lot of practice very late this afternoon. And they're really looking forward to class starting back. And I told them it'd be a lot easier. Everything would be a lot more fun if you'd play better, and then you wouldn't have all this crap. But, it's been a difficult time for us in a lot of different ways. In the oh, gosh, the Yale game, I guess it was, Anthony Harris going down is the most it really bothered me more than – and I've had guys get hurt many times, but I've never had one that affected me as much as that one did, because I know how much that kid has worked to try to get back to be able to play. And, you know, I've talked before, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, I go in the weight room. I always say it doesn't necessarily look like it, but I do. And so since the fall, I've seen him in there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning. He and Jeremiah Francis and those kids have absolutely busted their rear ends every morning. Jonas would try to kill them, and they wouldn't say boo. They just did it. And so to see how hard they worked to get back to this stage and for that to happen to Anthony after four games is one of the things that affected me more than anything I can ever remember during the course of a game. Just I had trouble even concentrating on finishing the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they wanted me to go out for that little deal out. And you can see Scott Van Pelt has a late sports center deal. And Scott's, they showed this, and Wanda said, why don't we watch it? I said, I'm ready to go to bed. But we watched it anyway, and you see I'm going off the court. And Kerr stopped and said, Coach, I said, I do not want to do this. And you can read my lips. And Eric Hooch said something. I said, I don't care. I don't want to go out there. And I turned away so you couldn't see. I said, I want to go see Anthony. That's all I cared about. And Scott Van Pelt was really funny. He said, come on, Coach. It's just going to be a little thing. Come on. They're not going to make you stay out here long. But that's the only thing I was thinking about at that time and the whole night and the next day. And tonight I will go see the little fella because he's was operated on this afternoon, and he's out of surgery now. And so after the show, I'll go over and see him at the hospital. But that's the most significant thing that's happened, I know, since we saw you. We've had with Jeremiah and Anthony, they came back and played four games, and I guess Jeremiah's played five, I guess, now. But it's really helped our team a great deal, and Jeremiah, I feel so badly for him because he's only been practicing, you know, maybe 20 practices.
Sure.
The rest of the team's had 71 practices. And for us, no, 61, excuse me, 61 practices. But for Jeremiah to miss basketball for two whole years, and guys may have seen this too that Kirst did. You know how long it was between basketball games for Jeremiah Francis? 1,000 days. That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. He played as a sophomore in high school and didn't play for 1,000 days before he got to play in another organized basketball game. And so that's amazing to me. He's done so well, and yet I was on his butt Saturday for screwing it up, and I'd yell at him. I'd bring him out, and I'd say, good God almighty, it's amazing he's doing anything. And then I'd put my arm around him and say, I can let you go, but if I do that, I'm not doing my job as a coach. Now go on out there, son. And then he goes out there, and then I'm trying to rip his head off again. But just a wonderful kid, and he and Anthony really added something to our team. Played well at Gonzaga. We don't beat UCLA without those two kids. And so that was the most significant thing. And Jeremiah coming back is one that's helped us. And yet really trying to play in the ACC against a very difficult schedule without playing basketball game for 1,000 days. You have no idea how hard that is. So it's been tough for them. But we haven't won as many as we wanted to win by any means. And we're trying to get better every day.
Coach, also, since the last time we met, and this is a while ago now, but Cole Anthony was injured, yeah, had the meniscus tear. The original diagnosis was 4 to 6 weeks. Been about 3 weeks or so since that
three
occurred.
3 weeks today since surgery. Yeah, 3 weeks today.
Clearly, when you lose somebody as talented as, yeah, Cole is, it's going to affect your team. How have you tried to manage that loss?
Well, it is. You lose your best player and the leader. If your best player is also your point guard, you lose a lot of things other than just a player. But Cole, it's 3 weeks today. He was in the weight room today. He said he beat Jonas up. Jonas said, I wasn't. He didn't do that well. But he's working extremely hard. We're still thinking in that range, 4 to 6 weeks. And we're not going to push him back out there early by any means. We're going to wait until he feels great about it. And Jonas and Doug feel great about it. And we'll get him back out there. But, yeah, that's you know, if you think about it, you sit back and during the summer, and we do as coaches, it's all we do think about. You would have said that Sterling Manley was going to be in our top six. And after going through a couple of weeks with Anthony Harris, you would have said Anthony Harris is going to be in our top seven.
Yeah.
And so right now, without Cole and Anthony and Cole Anthony and Anthony Harris and Sterling, it means we're out of three of our top seven guys. And it's something that we haven't gone through very often, every time you have some injuries, but I've never had a situation like this. And, you know, we were without B-Rob. We've been without Andrew. You know, Leakey's been in and out. So it's been the most unsettled practice situation I've ever had as well.
Last thing before we go to break, and Coach, I know you're tired of talking about this, but you did achieve your 879th career win since we last met you. That moves Coach Williams into a tie for fourth place, of course, all time in Division I basketball. And I know, again, I know you're a little tired of talking about this, but a bittersweet achievement it feels like for you. I know you're proud of it, but also, of course, you're tied now with Coach Smith.
Well, it was okay when I tied him because we won that day. but I really had, instead of trying to think about, 879, instead of thinking about 880, Lord, please just give me one more with this team. That's what I want. I want these guys to get to number 9. That's what I just give me that one more, and then I'll pray for one more after that. So, but it's it means I've coached a long time. It means I've had really good players, and I'm very flattered to be able to coach that long and to have that many. But it's something that I don't think about. And you guys, man, I did not have any idea, not any idea, until Jones said something about it on the Rams tour this spring, and maybe it was Winston-Salem.
I think that's correct.
Yeah. He said that, and I thought he'd screwed it up, and I came home and asked Wanda, and she looked, and sure enough, because it's I had never thought about it, never. That's enough. I never thought about it. Let's go on.
Well, congratulations for that number. I know it is just a number, but congratulations. And certainly we know there's a lot more in there to come as well.
I hope you said lot. Just give me one. Just give me one more.
We're going to take our number one break. We'll do that. Come back. We got a lot to do with Coach. And, of course, we want to take your questions. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel, or you can put a question in the comments of our Facebook Live broadcast. We're here till 8 o'clock tonight, Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, the January 6th, 2020 edition of Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
We can't fix that 8 a.m. class. Or your cracked phone screen.
No!
But at the University of North Carolina system, we have fixed tuition for all North Carolina residents. That means when you start college, your tuition will not increase for 4 consecutive years while you earn your degree at any UNC System University. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Back. back inside at Top of the Hill Restaurant downtown at Chapel Hill. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. My name is Jones Angel alongside Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. It's his show. It's Roy Williams Live. We're here till 8 o'clock tonight taking your questions, talking Tar Heel hoops, and excited to do that as always with the head coach of the Heels. Reminder about tickets. Carolina has a couple games coming up. I think there's still some tickets available for the game against Pitt on Wednesday night. That's Carolina's next action. We'll talk about the Panthers later in the show. Tickets can be purchased GoHeels.com. I know the Clemson game, BC, Duke, Virginia, those are already sold out, but there are some tickets available for other games in Chapel Hill coming up, including Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Want to quickly say hello. Glad to see Tar Heel great Lenny Rosenbluth back with us tonight. Great to see you, Lenny. Thanks so much for being here. Always great to see you. Coach, you got a congratulatory brownie and ice cream during the commercial break. Yeah. What a night we're having so far.
Hell of a lot better than Saturday.
Makes everything better when you have some brownies and some ice cream.
I was going to eat a salad, so I'm just going to go for the dessert and forget it.
Coach, you mentioned Saturday's game earlier. Clearly a disappointing night in total, but you've said a couple times now it affected you more than a normal, quote-unquote, loss would. Why were you so disappointed on Saturday night?
How long is this show? God almighty. They outscored us in the paint 58-36. They shot 60%. We shot 42. I mean, how many different reasons do you... We sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me. We stunk. Okay? We were not very good. And the crazy thing about it is our team, and we've had some very gifted teams. This is not a very gifted team. It's just not. You know, the two freshmen sort of replaced Kobe in this year with Armando and Cole. And, you know, Cole being hurt right now, it doesn't sort of a decent trade. But that's not that bad a trade. But Kenny, Cam, and Luke, there's nobody to replace those guys. And so it's probably, I don't think I'd say probably it's the least gifted team I've ever coached in the time that I've been back here. And so if you're going to be like that, you got to bring your A game, even though your A game may not even be an A game. You got to bring your best game to play on game day. And for us to have a practice on Friday, and we were flying around defensively, I told them it's the best defensive practice we've had all year. And a team shoots 59% against us on the 24 hours later. So we didn't bring that on game day. And, you know, there's some guy, one time I was recruiting a player, I went to see him play, and he wasn't very good. And his mom calls, and I said, okay, I don't just make a decision on one look. I'll come back again. I came back the second time, and he wasn't very good. She said, well, he gets nervous because you're – I said, well, my God, I coach. You know, I'm on the bench during our games. So I stopped recruiting the kid because he couldn't bring his game to a level it needs to be on prime time. And for us to go out there, and we were mentally, physically – emotionally, spiritually, I don't know, however how many alleys you got, A-L-L-Y-T-N, whatever it is, we weren't ready to play. And that is more disappointing to a coach than somebody missing a three-point shot. I've never had a player that wanted to miss a shot. I've never had a player that wanted to miss a box out. I've never had a player that wanted to turn it over. But we were not ready to play that game. And, you know, somebody said, were you disappointed in your, you know, ball screen defense? Well, first of all, most people don't know what the crap they're talking about. They ask that kind of question, you know, so they don't know what they're talking about. We had four times where we got beat back door for a layup, and we weren't denying. We were standing there looking at the ball, and the guys go behind us and lay it up. And it was B-Rob twice, Garrison, and Leakey. Those are veterans. So that sort of upsets me. 15 times we closed out. And when you close out, and not that you should know what it is, but the ball's out that goes out there, you're off. So you're supposed to rush out and guard your man. And you're supposed to rush out expecting a drive. So you plant your front foot, have your hands high, and be ready to go back. 15 times we went closing out, and they blow right by us. You know, I say expecting a drive, not your car. Expect a drive on the damn basketball court. So 15 times we closed out, and the guy went right by us and laid it up. I mean, I can go on and on. It was the most ridiculous exhibition of concentration and using our brain I've ever seen. Guys, you guys know what a zone is, okay, in a game. That's where you don't guard a man. You guard an area. We didn't even get lined up properly. The four-man's supposed to be on the left side and the three on the right. Three straight possessions, the three-man's on the left and four's on the right. Good God almighty. I can teach you guys where to line up in a 2-3 zone in 30 seconds. and I guarantee you remember it. And we lined up on the wrong fripping side. The show's only hour. You need to go on something.
All right, let me mention this. Let me mention this. At least statistically, really good game for Garrison Brooks. 35 points, 11 rebounds. It's the most points for a Tar Heel this season. Most points for a Tar Heel since Bryce Johnson scored 39. Bryce also had 23 rebounds that day. That was actually 4 years to the day of that performance against Florida State. So at least statistically and points-wise, a nice game for Garrison.
I told Garrison we had a nice meeting this morning at 7 a.m. that lasted quite a while, and not just with Garrison, my whole team. I said, guys, I can't even congratulate Garrison for scoring 35 points. 35 points and 11 rebounds. He had a negative grade on the defensive end of the floor. Mm. He's one of those guys that was standing there like that. The guy. He's one of those guys that closed out three times and got out his flashlight and ushered the guy to the basket. I mean, it was. I told him, I said, you were sorry just like everybody else was. And scoring 35 points is hard.
Yeah.
All right? You scored 35 points and had 11 rebounds, and you stunk just like everybody else did. And, you know, and I told him, I said, that makes it hard for me to appreciate. And you know what? Not a person in here is going to remember him scoring 35 points as much as you're going to remember. They beat our whack. They beat the crap out of us.
He was it was the 59th time that a Tar Heels had 35 or more points.
Do some research. Find out how many of those times, 59, how many times we lost a game. That's all the crap I care about. I don't care. I scored 35 points in the game one time. So what? God almighty. We won the damn game.
All right, we're going to
Let's cut it a break.
We're going to take a break. We're going to have some of this ice cream, some of this brownie. We're going to cool off, and we're going to start answering your questions when we come back after this. It's Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit WellsFargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA All Rights Reserved.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet, with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Duke Energy, we're already building a more intelligent and innovative energy future with smart meters that give timely alerts so you can adjust your energy use and the control to pick your own due date so you can budget wisely. Discover new ways to save energy and money with smart meters. Just another way we're building a smarter energy future. Paid for by Duke Energy shareholders.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. It is Monday, January the 6th, and Roy Williams Live. New polls out today. Gonzaga, of course, a
past Tar Heel opponent, currently number one. Duke comes in at number two. Florida State ranked 10th. Louisville 13, Virginia 18. Other past Tar Heel opponents, Oregon at number 9, Ohio State 11, Michigan is 19. No ACC action tonight. There are a bunch of games coming up. Miami at Louisville, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Virginia visits BC tomorrow night at 7. Virginia Tech and Syracuse tomorrow night at 9. Carolina plays on Wednesday. In addition to the Tar Heels, Notre Dame at State, 7 o'clock. FSU visits Wake Forest at 7:30. And finally, Duke at Georgia Tech at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. Let's get to our Cruisers question of tonight, and it is brought to you by our friends at Cruisers. The winner is going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. Coach, as fired up as you were before the break, I know this is going to bring it back to where you want to go, and that's why it's our Cruisers question of the night. Adam sent this one in. He said he has noticed your grandchildren at the games a lot this year. He said, are they old enough to realize what you do and enjoy the experience as of yet?
Well, Kaysen's 2 years and 4 months, 5 months, something like that. He just knows that Pop's out there acting like a fool. Okay, that's all he knows. He knows a little bit. He knows a ball. He can show you the ball wherever it is in the room. Kenzie is 5 months old and the cutest little baby girl I've ever seen in my life. And so she just, when I went home Saturday night, they were here, and she smiled at me, and Kaysen played with me, so that made it a good night. Now, the older boys, in fact, Aiden turned 10 on January 1st, and so we went down there and had a nice little deal with Aiden on the 1st, and then Court's 8, and they understand what it is, and both of them play on their own teams and have some fun. It's I think they don't realize it's a little more serious with me
sure.
than it is in their level. But they do enjoy it, and they understand when we lose, and they understand when we win. And they understand to a certain degree how it affects me because I don't smile as much. But when I see them, that takes precedence over everything else. And so Saturday night after the game, the only thing, there's no drug, there's no alcohol, there's nothing. But what enabled me to enjoy Saturday night was I got to go home and see my four grandchildren, and that was good.
Do they, you said they play, do they yeah. enjoy basketball? Is that their sport, or they do a lot of different things?
They do everything, you know, and I've always think that kids shouldn't specialize until you get to be a junior, senior in high school. Go ahead and play as many sports as mm-hmm. you possibly can and find out really where your niche is and what you enjoy the most. But they do. They play anything. Kaysen's, like I said, 2 years and 4 or 5 months. He was born September 30th, but he does. Kimmy, our daughter, owns a dance studio, so we have little videos of 2-year-old Kaysen trying to dance and her and she giving him instructions. He does swimming, and even at that age, and so both he and Kenzie will be just the same as the older boys. They'll try a lot of different things.
Coach had an email question from Chad.
Chad, that is a lot better question. You
had. All right, we're doing better. Okay, we'll see how we do here. Chad asked this one. He said, the Tar Heels had trouble against the press against UCLA. They have seen it some since then as well. He wanted to know if you think the team has handled the press better since that game against the Bruins.
We didn't handle it well at all against UCLA. We handled it better, 48 hours ago against Georgia Tech, if you can remember what the right side and the left side is. You know, we have some problems with that. But once we got people in the right spots, we did okay with it and got some decent shots on the other end. And then we pressed ourselves. We ran a press ourselves against Georgia Tech and got some turnovers. And we don't do that much because I always think it's easier to defend somebody in a half-court situation than it is if you spread yourself out mm-hmm. full court. Every team I've ever coached, every team, now this one still we're coaching right now remains to be seen, but I always love when people press us because it opens the court up, and we're the best that there is in college basketball over 32 years in an open court. So I don't mind them still pressing us, but we got to do a better job of getting our spacing and getting people where they're supposed to be and getting the ball taken out on the proper side of the basket and really in difficult things like that.
Coach, had a couple questions about Armando Bacot. Todd Lott sent one in the comment section during Facebook Live. Had an email from Christine just saying, seems like Armando's hit a little bit of a freshman wall here and how he can raise his level of play back to where we have seen it be at times this season.
Well, it's not a wall. It's just that he runs into one tree and then skips one and then runs into another tree. Because he's had, somebody said, "Hey, Armando's been really terrible." I said, "Oh, really? Against UCLA, he was 15-12.
Yeah.
You know, that's not bad. I'd take that for a senior. But he is. He's up and down, up and down. He's not very confident right now. And I think one of the worst things, but it was great, was the way he played against Oregon, because he was sensational. Yeah. I don't care if he was a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. The way he played that day was sensational. And I think people, including me and all of my assistant coaches, we want that to Armando as opposed to some of the other ones. But he had a stretch, Wofford and Gonzaga, where he's 3-for-20 in two games. And then UCLA game, he was 15-12 and was really important in the win. And then Saturday was not very good in Saturday's game either. And he's a freshman. And what that saying is that the best thing about freshmen is they become sophomores. And so I need him to become a sophomore before what's the date today?
January 6th.
I need him to come that before January 8th. And so that's what we're trying to push for.
Is it harder, in your opinion, for a freshman big guy, especially when you are down there with a lot of physicality, or is it just difficult regardless?
It's difficult regardless, and it depends on the individual. You know, Tyler Hansbrough was okay as a freshman. And people think that at halftime that I just went in and grabbed things and threw things and screamed and all that kind of stuff. And I did. Okay.
And you're
for
right.
For a little while. And then Coach Robinson did, and then Coach Davis did, and then Coach Frederick did. But at the end, and some of you folks are so good and such good fans, you'll remember this. I wrote it up on the board, and it said Georgia Tech 2006. And Eric Cooch knew what I was talking about immediately, because against Georgia Tech in 2006, we were down 20 at halftime in the Smith Center. And, in fact, we were down 30 in the first half. But at halftime, we were down 20. And we came back and won the game. Tyler Hansbrough had 40, really had 42, but the referee made a bad call and called walking one time. But he had 40 points. But we came back and won the game. So, yes, I tried to correct the mistakes. I chastised them, and the other coaches did, and all this kind of stuff. But we tried to end it on a positive note, and I did. I wrote Georgia Tech 2006, because that time – it was, the players that were on that team really got a good laugh. I tried to pick up a trash can. Sucker was really heavy. It was solid wood, and it's nailed down. So, because if I'd gotten that sucker, I'd already taken the cooler and thrown it against the wall and got splashed everybody and everything. But if I could have picked that up, too, I would have gotten that, too. So I knew this time it's getting older. I'm in, 2006 now, so I'm 14 years older. So I didn't try to grab anything. I did. I took one of the foam rolls. That weighs a pound, that kind of thing. So I ended it on a positive note. Let's go out and play. And we did. And people think, at the 16:01 mark, we had gone from down 20 to down 9. And then we take three bad shots in a row. And, a lot of times you've heard me say, there's a reason you're open. Sometimes they want you to shoot the sucker.
Right.
So Jeremiah shot one. B-Rob took a bad one. Jeremiah shot one across from our bench, and then Justin shot one from the corner in front of our bench. And there's no reason for those things. And then all of a sudden it's a 9-point game, and it goes back, and they take it back to 18. With 4 minutes left in the game, we had it down to 10. And, you still have a chance. But somebody asked me in the press if the comeback meant something to them. And I said, no, if somebody – beats me to death, I'm going to get one lick in. I'm not going to just lay there and let you kick me. And you need to come back. But every team I've ever coached will always come back, and I just believe that from the bottom of my soul. But we had those stretches again where we didn't guard anybody and take bad shots. If you do that, you're going to lose.
We're going to take another timeout, come back. We have second half of the show coming up. We'll take a quick peek at some other sports around Carolina, get to some more questions for Coach as well. 866-TAR-DEAL, 866-827-4335. Put a question in the comments section on Facebook Live. Shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel, Angel 2Ls at the end. Second half of the show coming up after this. We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
Tar Heel fans, when shopping for your game day celebrations, don't forget to pick up your favorite variety of Lay's potato chips and Tostitos to tailgate like the Tar Heels. Tostitos and Lay's are an essential part of the game day tradition and a proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Whether you are at Keenan Stadium or hosting Heels fans at home, make sure Lay's and Tostitos are a part of your Tar Heels game day ritual. Go Heels!
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No, no lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Have about 30 minutes or so, well, a little less, about 25 minutes or so left on the show. It is the Monday, January 6th edition of Roy Williams Live. Know we've been off for a while. We're back in our regular weekly rotation. There will be a couple weeks where we're here on Tuesday, depending on if the Tar Heels play on a Monday night. But for the most part, we're here Monday night through the rest of the basketball season with Coach Williams. Looking forward to being here talking Tar Heel hoops. Want to catch you up on a couple pieces of news from some other Tar Heel sports. Let's start with football. Announced today, both Chaz Surratt and Daz Newsome officially announcing that they will be returning to Chapel Hill for their senior campaigns. Great news. Certainly for Tar Heel football, and look forward to seeing those guys play again. Coach, I know you know Chaz at least a little bit. There was some flirtation with basketball, I know, early in his career about possibly playing both. And be interested in your impression on what Chaz was able to do this year on the football field.
You know, I was just blown away. And, in fact, Wanda and I one night were eating at Bonefish.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over and I said, gosh, I think that's Chaz. And I'm talking to her, and I said, take a look back there. And, you know, and I – football players are hard. They got that helmet on. You know, it's hard to pick out who's who. And I said, I think that's Chaz. And he got up and came over and said hello as they were leaving. And I didn't have enough time to say, so he had his girlfriend with, or a friend that happened to be a girl with him. So I didn't want to delay him or anything like that. But you sit back and you look at it. Here's a guy who's a quarterback, a very competitive kid, who things just don't break right. It doesn't work out. And then all of a sudden, he's got a decision to make. Is he going to stay? Is he going to leave? Is he going to go somewhere else, try to be a quarterback, whatever? He chose to stay here, and he goes into the coaching staff and says, I'd like to play on the defensive end of the football, and I think I could do that. And so the staff said, okay, we think we'll give you an opportunity to do that. And what that kid did in the transition from calling signals, looking at the defense, handing the ball off, reading the defensive end. Is he breaking down? Take the ball out, run the option, whatever it is. All of a sudden, now he's tackling people. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the most amazing turnarounds I've ever seen anybody that excels at that high level. That's what he did this year is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in football. And even and in the Duke game, to read the play. Now, Coach Bateman said be aware of certain play coming up. But for Chaz to start coming in and all of a sudden remember at that moment what the coach had told him, you know, and then all of a sudden reacting and intercepting that pass. If he doesn't do that, it's probably a touchdown. We lose to Duke.
Yep.
And, you know, so just play after play to go cover from sideline to sideline, make the tackles that he made. And I watched him a lot. I enjoy watching football. You see me in my box. I'm not talking to people. I'm watching the game. I enjoy watching the game. And sometimes I just watched him and his reaction time and the way he could read and get up in the holes and the way he could go from sideline to sideline. I don't have any idea what I'm talking about, but I got an idea that he's going to be able to play football for a living. And what he did this year was one of the most amazing stories ever.
So great news for yep. the Tar Heels there. Bo Chassarat, Daz Newsome returning. Chaz, by the way, of course, led the ACC in tackles this year, was first team all defensive or first team all conference, was actually second for defensive player of the year in the conference. So just a wonderful season for him.
Oh, well, the best thing is Coach Brown got to be a hell of a lot better coach in the last today.
That's right. Makes him a lot better next year.
That's right. This guy's coming back. It's going to make him a lot better coach.
One other piece of news on the football side. Carolina hired a new assistant coach, special teams coordinator, outside linebackers coach, Javon DeWitt. Coach DeWitt comes to Carolina from Nebraska. He had previously worked with Tar Heel defensive coordinator Jay Bateman at Army. Hopefully that's the only transition Carolina will be dealing with on the staff.
Oh, that'd be great. And this is a pretty special place to be. And I even understand that when somebody kicks our tail on Saturday afternoon, but I think they'll enjoy it here.
One more word, women's basketball. What a great start to the year for Courtney Banghart. Her team 11-3 overall, 2-1 in the ACC. Really busy week last week. They played Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. They topped Pittsburgh, beat Virginia on the road, came up just short on the road against Virginia Tech. They have another big game at home, 7 o'clock Thursday against NC State. NC State's very good this year. The Pack's still undefeated. They're 14-0 overall. So a big game. Yep. If you're interested, Carmichael, 7 o'clock Thursday, big women's basketball matchup, Carolina and NC State. Okay, let's get one more question here before we take a break. This one comes from Kim Porter. Coach Kim sent this email in talking about Kendall Marshall. She said Kendall is one of her favorite all-time players at Carolina. She's so thrilled that he is a member of the coaching staff. She was wondering if you could explain a little more about what Kendall's role is and how he is able to add to your staff and to the current players.
Well, it's unusual because he's being very successful for us in a very simple way because he does everything I ask him to do. And he did that as a player. And I told the players, it's easy. I'm telling you, folks, it's easy to be successful. Just do what the crap I tell you to do, and it'll work. And I tell my guys that all the time, and I've told them that for 32 years, the first day of class for 32 years. I said, if you want to be successful, just do what I tell you to do. And it works. If I say, go to class, guess what you should do? Go to class. If I say, be on time, you should be on time. If I say, go across and set the screen, and that's what you should do. And Kendall, even as he works for us now, he's one of those jack of all trades that he can do so many different things. His title, it says recruiting coordinator. There is no recruiting coordinator. And if there is a recruiting coordinator, it is me, okay? But when it gets to human resources, they got to figure out how to title that crap. So I don't know what they do. We end up interviewing more people. I didn't even realize we had a job opening because I wanted to hire Kendall. But they got to do the things that they have to do to make sure we're not violating any laws. But Kendall is really good on social media, keeping aware, watching our players, seeing what's being said by our players, to our players, about our players. He stays on the social media of all of our prospects, you know, what kind of game they played, how they played, how many points, how many assists, did they win, did they lose. And in reality, a lot of other different things like grading the tape. And even today, he sits at the back of the room. We're in the film session this morning. And I said, Kendall, if you were playing right now, what would you have done? And every time, guys, and I do that a lot, he says exactly the right thing. So he is, as I said, he and Sean are two of the five smartest basketball players I've ever coached. And so when I asked Kendall that, and he was the 13th player taken in the draft. He tied Magic Johnson's record of 18 assists in a game for the Los Angeles Lakers. So he's been where they want to be. Kendall cannot coach our guys, but when I asked him that, and today I asked him, I said, Kendall, how many times have you dunked? And he was smart. He said the same. He said the right thing. He says, never. I said, me either. But I would have made a better play than that was right there to somebody else. So it is. He's just so intelligent, handles the social media, handles all those things, sits in there with us when we're discussing grading the tape. He keeps charts when we're grading the tape. So he's learning more and more about the game. But just a phenomenal young man and one of the best point guards that I've ever seen. And I was really fortunate to coach him.
Part of what makes Carolina basketball so special, guys like Sean May and Kendall Marshall, Hubert Davis, others who are involved with the program after their playing days are done. We're going to take a break. Come back. More questions for Coach after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500. $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Hi, Tar Heel fans, it's Jones Angel for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You have to make more happen, whether they're in Chapel Hill or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Carolina Athletics.
Have a great crowd here at the restaurant, as always. Appreciate you being here tonight. And if you have joined us here at Top of the Hill, you should have received a ticket for our Alumni Hall giveaway. So find your ticket now. We're going to do this during the next commercial break. Our item today is, I want to make sure, it's a UNC teddy bear and building blocks puzzle set is our item giveaway today. Coach, you want this for – okay. Make sure you register. Also, you can register to win a true Tar Heel experience at the Coach Williams Show. One lucky winner is going to get four reserved seats by the stage of the show of a date of their choosing. A bunch of fun chances to come up and take pictures and say hello and all that kind of stuff as well. Receive an autograph and a photo with Coach Williams, as well as a swag bag from Alumni Hall and a – 2019-20 Carolina schedule calendar as well. You can enter to win by shopping at Alumni Hall on West Franklin Street today. So if you're here with us, we're going to pull the ticket during the next commercial break. You can shop anytime and sign up for that Coach Williams Live. Don't have to be here to do that Roy Williams Live experience. All right.
We're really getting hard up. We're giving away tickets to the show.
That's it. Reserve seats to the show and pictures with you. Who doesn't want that? Let's do one question before we take a break. Chip sent this one in. Wants to know who you consider to be the team leaders in effort and hustle.
Oh, man. Well, the leaders of our team are Garrison and B-Rob, and I had nice individual discussions with them this afternoon before practice about some different things that they've got to do, some things they've got to do better and be more aware of. But there's no question they're the two leaders on and off the court. Hustle. You know, Garrison's not the kind of guy that's going to dive into the bleachers or anything like that, but he's just so consistent of doing what he's supposed to do. You know, so I'd still list him there. There's no question Anthony Harris was going to be the guy if he hadn't gotten hurt, because he just was a bulldog. I mean, he was going to be successful if he played football, if he played baseball, if he played basketball, just because his motor and it, he was fearless. And so it would have been Anthony. And I'd have to think who it would be as far as hustle right now. Jeremiah is still, you know, taking baby steps, but Jeremiah Francis is going to be a really good player. I hope it's in my lifetime, but he is going to be a really good player for us. But I would say Garrison probably in both situations.
All right, we need to get back on time a little bit, take a timeout. During this commercial break, if you're here with us in the restaurant, get your ticket. We're going to be giving away our teddy bear and puzzle from Alumni Hall, so hang tight. We're going to do that, and everybody else, we'll be back after this break. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio, or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. All rights reserved.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
Top of the Hill Restaurant downtown at Chapel Hill, getting late into the show. We still have one more break to take, but I do want to get two questions in quickly, because both these folks are joining us here at the restaurant tonight. By the way, also joining us and celebrating a birthday tonight, Aaron Levy. Aaron, happy birthday. Where is he? Did he step? I said happy birthday right when he left. So anyway, Aaron, happy birthday. I know you'll be back, but we can all tell him that we told him happy birthday while he stepped away. Coach Judy is here with us. Where are you, Judy? Raise your hand. There's Judy right there. Wanted to know, when your players are shooting free throws, do they prefer quiet or cheering from the fans to help them concentrate?
I really don't know. I think that if I were still playing it, I would want it to be the same that it's always been. And If I'm on the road, I would like for them to be getting after me, because then I could say, shut up and sit your butt down, you know, that kind of thing. So I like that part of it. But I don't know. You know, Garrison, for example, was 17 for 18 Saturday. He was our only offense. He really was. But going to the free throw line, and we haven't had many performances better than that. York Larisia, I think, was
correct.
I remember I told one time the story that he was 21 for 21, and York, he chastised me. He said he was 22 for 22, but I never went back and looked. Tyler Zeller, I think, was 20 for 23 or something like that for us. And Tyler Hansrow had one of those 16 or 17 out of 17, whatever it was. But 17 out of 18 Saturday by Garrison was pretty impressive.
Second best in Carolina history for an individual player with 18 or more attempts in a game. It is York Larisi, coach, 21 for 21 against Duke on December 29th, 1959 well, is
York,
the record.
If Yorkie was still alive, I'd call him tonight and tell him he lied, because I did say I introduced him and said he made 21 out of 21, and he told me very impolitely that it was 22 for 22.
Coach, last one, and I think also joining us here tonight, David and Stacy Cameron may be here with us tonight over there. There's David and Stacy. David and Stacy say they have a they are parents of a Carolina student athlete on the swimming and diving team. They've witnessed all the support, coach, and encouragement that you give to the other team's athletes. They just wanted to thank you for that and wanted to know, is there some kind of coordination that you have for that, or is that just something that you enjoy going out and doing?
I really have a tremendous amount of respect for our student athletes playing here at the University of North Carolina. Being a full-fledged, full-time student, it's hard. It really is. And to be successful that our athletes are expected to be is really hard. And all the junk and stuff that we went through 5 or 6 years ago, it made it even harder. And it's something that I have a tremendous amount of respect. Plus, I like to see guys and girls that I like to see them win. And most of our people win pretty regularly, so I enjoy that. But I do love seeing – we saw three swimmers, I think, coming in today at the end of our walk, and just had a chance to say hello to them this afternoon. But I love going to all the events. And when you said Thursday night, I was trying to figure out if I'm going recruiting Thursday night. And if I'm not, there's a great chance that I'll be in Carmichael watching a game there Thursday night.
Thank you guys for being here. Judy, thank you as well for your question. We're going to take one final break, come back, wrap things up. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No, no lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
All right, we only have about 40 seconds left on the show. Carolina in the Smith Center Wednesday night, 7 o'clock against Pitt. Coach, I know just an important spot for your team to get back out there and try to get a little bit better.
Well, we do. I think we got better today at practice. We got to get better tomorrow and continue to try to look at it that way all season long. Let's get better every single day and then see what happens on game night.
Coach, I know you are excited to be here. Always great to talk with you. Look forward to talking with you again,
yeah,
sir.
I'm thrilled to be here. You, Jones.
That's the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
For tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. It has been the latest edition of Roy Williams Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.